Now, we have a question from Kyle in the chat line. And he says, Ion, Bill Clinton is Hillary's weak spot. Trump should start asking people if it would really be better to have him, Trump, or Bill in the White House. He should go after Bill Clinton. You have a comment on that, Ion?
Yeah, it's not necessary. It's not necessary. It's all fine. President Trump's already said he would maybe pardon her.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so that's that one. Let's go to someone else. Go ahead, Eliza.
Hi, Ayat.
Hey, sugar.
Okay, let me go to my questions.
You got that restructure cold?
Yep, that's where I came from.
Chad's got one, too.
I don't remember the last time I had one of these, so it's all good.
It's good for you. It'll be the last one you ever have. A restructure cures the common cold.
He says it because he doesn't think he's ever going to get rid of his. That's what it is.
Well, I'm trying to talk myself like a god. Yeah, I hear about God talking to themselves.
You'll never have another cold because you'll have the same cold for the rest of your days for all of eternity. Just one last cold.
Well, I'm
really
staying
long,
back with the 99%ers. I identify with Moses. I just don't get there.
You mantle hugger, you.
Yeah.
Mantle hugger. Okay. Last week when we were talking about spirit, you said we don't know the definition of spirit. Can you give us the definition?
We don't know.
You don't know if you should give it to us?
No, we don't know a definition of spirit.
So does that mean there is such a thing? Does it even exist?
I would say, Ian, if people have talked the word, then there is a hologram around the concepts of spirit that people say. But I might not think it helps anybody. Do you agree with that,
well,
Ian?
If you went by the definition of a non-physical part of a person, that it's the seat of emotions and character, the soul, did they bring the soul into the emotion? So now the soul responds to the emotions, becomes the non-physical part of that person. You seek a harmony between the body and spirit, or the psyche, the self-inner being, mind, ego, id, pneuma, harmony between body and spirit. Well, see, that doesn't give you tell you what it is. That's not a definition at all. Or if it's those qualities regarded as forming the definitive or typical elements in a character of a person, now that goes into a character of the spirit of a nation, or a group or a thought or an attitude of a particular period, the university is a symbol of the nation's equalitarian spirit. It doesn't make any sense. Their ethos, prevailing tendency, motivating force, essence, quintessence, conveying a rapid rapidity or secretly stolen cows or spirited away to prevent detection. We have no idea. We're literal.
Okay. But the soul exists and its location is in the thoracic?
No, the Salt Lake is in Utah.
I think I recall you saying that the soul is located in the thoracic.
No, Salt Lake is in the close to Salt Lake City. It's in Utah, Billy.
I add. So this one time you said something about the Tower of Babel and the Croker Quadrant not being being completed. What
she
other?
She just said the Croker Quadrant. She just said the Croker Quadrant. Bob, did you hear that? She just said it.
They buy or die. They buy or die.
They buy. Are
you saying Quaker or Croker, Eliza? Arthur Croker or Quaker?
The Quaker. Quaker.
Which one? Wait, it's the Quaker?
We like
that. Yeah, that's different from the Croker, Arthur Croker quadrants, not the same as the Quaker quadrant.
Oh, are you sure? I think Ian was just saying that to make fun.
Well, you have to be careful to listen. You have to listen because you might be saying Quaker. Ian invented the Quaker quadrant.
Okay, so I believe that day they said the Croker quadrant had been completed.
That would be very odd for us to say Croker. We've never said Croker before in our lives.
Ion, what other quadrants are completed?
The Marshall McLuhan was completed by Anderson Cooper just at the end of the debate the other night. He called the essence of Marshall McLuhan and had Annie Hall and Marshall McLuhan on the panel to say that the Android meme indeed had been replete.
Is the LaRouche quadrant completed?
No, it was never started.
Okay. So what does it mean when a quadrant has been completed?
Bob, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wing.
Ion, if God made man in his image, who created God?
It always was. It wasn't created. It always was. You always was.
Why do I find it hard to wrap my mind around that? That I was... Are you saying, like, I'm part of Source or Ion or something? And that's how I always was?
Therefore, son of man, speak into the house of Israel and say unto thee, thus saith the Lord God, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, in that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I have brought them into the land for the which I lifted up my hand to give to them, and they saw every high hill and all the fig trees, and they offered there the sacrifices, and they were presented the provocations of their offerings, they also they made their sweet savor and poured out their drink offerings. That's Ezekiel 20:27. And it explains how you separated yourself from the position, which is what you did.
Do other worlds also go by the Bible, or do they also have the Bible, or even religions?
Well, it's a funny thing. We could do this in Hebrew, or we could do this from the Torah. We could do this in the Pesach. We could do this in the Quran. We could do it in whatever you want to do it in. It's just that most of your biases are based from this reality, so we would just follow what y'all would sort of go with. But it don't matter. We can do it in the devil talk if you want to. It don't bother us. We ain't scared of none of them.
I'd like to know why there are so many religions created.
They're different examples so everybody can see how to get back to the cross, how to get back to chromosome 14, how to get back to God. You all came from God. Everybody, all the religions agree on that. We're just trying to get you back to that. And when we do that, you don't need any religion. You're just living the cannabis of Bob.
Yeah, I was thinking of that one. What is it, the canopy of Bob? The canvas?
Cannabis.
Yeah, I didn't get the...
Cannabis.
The marijuana of Bob. The cannabis of Bob.
The hallucinogenics of Bob.
That's cute, eh? Isn't that rich, Eliza?
That's cute. Ion, is there something better coming out than the cannabis?
Yes.
Does it have more powerful effects? Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yes.
I'd like to hear you talk about it.
Some direction.
Well,
say something about it.
Part 15 of the Podesta files are bringing the total to a bunch.
What do you say, Bob? The Podesta?
Oh, John Podesta, the WikiLeaks emails. Yes. What did you... You cite a number, Ion? What did you just say? Ion, can you repeat that?
Part 15...
Part 15. That's your answer there.
Okay, but...
1,095 emails today.
What did you say? 95?
You,
email what?
You received about 1,095 emails today.
I did.
No, WikiLeaks did 1,095 today.
Well, I think in the news they said the police were invading the Ecuador embassy. Is there any truth
they
to that, Ion?
Can't do, no. They also said Julian Assange was dead, and they also said they turned off his fucking internet, so they'll just say anything. Meanwhile, he's still twatting and tweeting and twatting. And how do you turn off the internet? That's what the internet. How do you turn off the internet? We don't know. It'd be like shaking out a cloud, huh?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the cloud. Ion, how is restructure connected to the cloud?
Metaphysically.
So the more restructure we take, the greater our connection to the cloud?
Maybe.
Any new developments on the cloud that you can tell us?
It's moving.
Where is it moving to?
We didn't say.
Is it moving to the 33rd parallel?
What part of we didn't say did you not say?
Alrighty. So that's all for now, Bob. Thank you.
Well, it was very good, Eliza. Go take, what would Carol recommend, Dave? Oak tree bath or something, or oak tree heading sway. Well, what is Carol's rigmarole?
I took some vitamin C today, so.
Vitamin
why not?
C never worked. Okay, let's see what Ion says. What should she do about her cold, Ion? Just eat a lot of beer or something? Just drink beer?
I don't drink beer.
Bourbon.
Bourbon. Drink a lot of bourbon.
Well, my sister's going to make me
Carol says have garlic. I remember that. Do a lot of garlic, too.
I've had garlic. I put ginger in my tea today.
Garlic and cayenne pepper.
How would you have the pepper, Carol? You'd sprinkle on the garlic?
I had ginger with my chai, with my tea today.
Well, none of this seems to be helping. You're going to have to do something else.
It just came on all of a sudden. I wasn't even expecting it. Usually, when I
considered suicide,
Ion, silly Ion.
When we put it on the Goober Snatcher.
Let's see what he put there. He put a link. Look, is the World Series start today? There's all these people going, go Cubs.
It's almost over.
Oh, you're kidding. Let's find out where they're at. I got to see the last inning. Cubs and what is it? Cubs are in it? World Series. Let's see where they're at.
First time since 1830.
Cubs versus Dodgers in game 6. Just one win away from the World Series. So the Cubs are leading. And they've never been anywhere. I've never heard of them, basically. Look at this. Kyle starts fighting with people.
They can't
Kyle,
even do it.
Calm down, Kyle. Kyle, stop typing with headlines. Isn't that? That's internet rude. 1994, I think. That was the etiquette in 94. You don't type with capital letters.
That was one night in Bangkok. Yeah, we'll have to that for him. Did you pull up the link that we gave you? That's the cloud.
Yeah.
The cloud. Let's
see what
that is. My computer's
acting up right now. Come on, laptop.
Because it's you. Because you got a cold. It's the cloud of glory.
Yeah.
You know what that is? It's a video that Roxy made of me. I am studying Bob videos. That's very nice, right, Ion? Let's see what it says.
Give an example. Yeah.
It's been 541 views. I'm approaching the world record. Okay, let's see. We got eternity, so I'll get there. I think all sounds are ready to go. Let's see. It starts off with me. Video of me staring into the blue sky in August 2014 at the airport. And I took a cab out the airport. Roxy videotapes me, and I have this amazing looking to the horizon, kind of like a prophet look, right? Bob the visionary. So I think you hear the wind. Let's see what happens. Yeah, it's now moving away from me to the sky and the clouds above the airport with a big B. And then it says Flughafen Berlin. Schnegel or something. So a pan of the sky. Of the clouds. Yeah, beautiful clouds. And I'm staring ahead, Carol, ignoring the clouds. I'm staring at something. And it says, follow the cloud of glory, Roxy typed in, exclamation mark. Oh, it looks like she's coming back to Bob's face. Now Bob's in a different angle. He doesn't know if he's facing south, north, east, or west. He looks down at the camera. He looks away, maybe looking at the cloud. He's probably wondering, what the hell is Roxy recording? He doesn't say a word.
Bob is looking incredibly hot, though. We got to give him that.
He's wondering which way the wind is coming from.
Yeah, Bob's trying to figure out, is this an airport? Is this what do you do at an airport?
He's like, I don't get it. What's going on here?
Then it says, what's the difference between the ascendant and the little man? Oh, this is an important sentence. I think she's overlapped this. I say the ascended are busy descending, and the descending are busy sending. So there's no difference between the ascended and the little man. So that's pretty clever of me. So I'm saying, because we've got multiple bodies now, it's hard to tell the difference between the ascended and the little man. Before we had the chip body and the TV body, we could tell who was ascended in strictly a chemical body world. Yeah, I'm saying the little man is being ascended by the chip body by default. And then I say, so Ian is right. There's no difference between the ascended and little man. I guess Ian has said that. I'm not sure. I'm saying that's what Wyndham Lewis, Jimmy Joyce were saying, I guess, and McLuhan. Then I say something else. What is that? Close-up of hot Bob's teeth. And then there's a shot of something that says, go fund yourself. A sign, and that's the end. Wasn't that fun, Eliza?
Yeah, I see that. I'm going to listen to it.
Did you get the last line I said? I don't know. Look, listen, you didn't get the last line, people, so go listen to it and figure it out. I didn't get it either. Okay, where are we at? Are you finished, Eliza?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Ian.
All right, well, okay, very good. Let's see. Okay, Barb, you ready?
Yes. Hi, Ian. I want to know what Max is seeing when he thinks he's seeing beans in our house and hearing things drop when he's by himself.
Earthbound spirits.
Are these earthbound spirits that he knows?
He sees them.
You talked about earthbound spirits last week. Are they eternal?
Yes.
And can they ever ascend?
Maybe.
Will they ever get physical bodies again?
Yes.
Or come into physical? And then, I have a question regarding this military site. It's called Deagle.com. I want to know where they get their forecast from.
Are you talking about Bill Deagle?
No.
We don't want to talk about him.
No. It's EL. It's a military site. And they come out with some forecasts for the GDP for all the nations and what they are buying militarily-wise and what their forecasts for the populations are, how they change in 2025. How are they basing their forecast? Because they have such discrepancies such huge changes in that time.
Get it from Halliburton.
So they have the U.S., like we're right now, at about 321 million. But they forecast for 2025 that the U.S. will be 61 million. What is that calculation based on?
Nothing.
So there's nothing to it. Okay, for the Jesus that died on the cross, did Ron Wyatt get, was that the sample that he got, was that from that Jesus, and they did a chromosome test on it and had 23 chromosomes from the mother and one from the father instead of 23. Is that accurate?
What version of it, yeah.
What's that topic?
Jesus Christ, the one that died on the cross. There was this Ron Wyatt. This is back in the early 80s. He supposedly got a sample of that Jesus' blood and had a chromosome test done on it. And instead of having 46 chromosomes, it had a total of 24. And 23 came from the mother's side and one from the father.
And what did Ion say about it?
I can't remember now. Ion, where did the one from the father, who was his father? And why was it only one chromosome?
You know this. We've already done this.
He's bored. Get on to another topic, Barbara. I'll move on.
Okay.
You know what you do? Barbara, you seem to go on the Internet, find the crackpots. I used to do this in the 90s in New York. I'd watch Ted Lohman's show, UFO AZ, a good alternative show out of Tucson, Arizona. And every person on the New Age crackpot circuit would come, and he'd interview them. So then I'd find out the topics, all kinds of stuff, like Montauk and all that, and then I'd ask the Evereens about it. And you're doing that. You're finding different esoteric fringe things and asking Ian about it. I think I want you to do something else.
Yeah.
We put it on the Goober Snatcher.
Okay.
Okay, well, a long time ago you said Max was royalty. Can you elaborate on that?
He has blood of the royals.
Which royals?
Habsburgs.
Okay, and does he have a special destiny?
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that?
To be a viceroy.
To be a viceroy?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Viceroy is the king.
Of what?
It's the same. Everybody has that destiny. So you want a non-special. That's the special destiny everybody has. So you want to ask, has Max got a stupid destiny, a local, secular, mayor of Berkeley or something destiny? That's,
okay. Does he have a stupid destiny?
I get a particular. Yeah. What's his stupid destiny, Ion?
Yeah.
What's the thing he does while he's whittling his hand?
Yeah, he sees dead people.
Oh, he's going to be amazing.
He's what?
He sees dead people. He's
going to
be seeing psychics. He's going to be
well,
a psychic.
Well, he does do that.
He's on the Dixie at 26, 27.
Okay. And
you don't know what that means. You're just going to let that ride. The Vixie, what's that, 28, 27?
That's the Vix that I owned.
Oh, it's stock market stuff.
26,
okay.
27.
So you understand that?
Yes.
So your son has something to do with the positioning of it?
He's interested in
investing. He told her.
Is SO still going to split?
Not immediately, but yet.
What?
Southern Company.
What? What company?
What? Southern?
You said SO. What's
well,
SO?
That's the symbol. Southern Company, SO.
Well, what is it? ESSO?
No, it's just SO.
SO.
SO, yeah.
You're asking him, what did you ask about Southern?
If it was still going to split, and he said not right away.
What did he say?
You own a lot of it, Bob.
I know. I can't keep track of all I own. Southern Company will split. Is that what he said?
It's going to split, but not soon.
Not right away.
Not soon. Okay. Come on,
and
Bob.
What will cause
something interesting? Ask about McLuhan or LaRouche or Mae Brussel, Dr. Peter. Important themes.
God.
Makes you laugh.
Ready for that.
Laugh those ideas. More fun right there. You could ask him while laughing.
Okay, let me. I just have a couple more questions, and maybe we'll pursue some other stuff. But
yeah, we won't. We won't.
What will cause oil to go to 17 a barrel?
Jesus Christ! I will.
World,
any causes
world,
are always
right.
me
world,
in every fucking topic.
Right.
We know that, right?
The flatulence of Bob.
I want to ask about my rental property, if I should sell
Jesus
it in a victim
Christ.
Renter. I know, well, Bob.
How's your gastrointestinal system doing? Check that out.
Why don't you give
you'll
it down?
You'll have to roll it over. You'll have to roll it over into something else, or it'll kill you on taxes.
Yeah.
All right. I'll just keep it for now.
What was that topic?
My rental property. I'm having some issues with the renters.
Get rid of the renters.
I don't know.
Are you a property owner? You're a bourgeois capitalist? My God.
Right.
If the Rotary Club knew what the modern capitalist thinks about when they're not talking about the rent, they weren't about Ron Wyatt's blood.
Chairman of the Politburo.
Okay, you mentioned the Ascended Continent. Is that the one that Admiral Byrd, did he see that?
He heard about it.
That's a good one.
Can you tell us about the Ascended Continent?
But he didn't get there. He didn't get there, Ion?
Not yet.
Remember, everybody's still doing what they always were doing all through the ages, Barb. Nobody dies, so everybody keeps on doing. Mickey Mantle's still trying to, beat Roger Maris's baseball record. You know, they're all just doing the same thing forever.
He's trying to drink bourbon.
Are they doing that as, like, earthbound spirits?
No.
They're eternal.
So what is the Ascended Continent? Why is it called
Ascended? That's pre-fallen man, or the area that's here that was not subject to the fall. The geography that was not subject to the fall.
Good, Bob.
Are they aware of us?
Most certainly.
Yes, that's us. We are the Ascended Continent.
Everything you do today, you worry about what you do for tomorrow. You're worried about it right now. You and your past are worried about what you do. Oh, the climate change. Oh, the dead. Oh, our children and grandchildren. Our great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. $8 trillion or $4 trillion or $10 trillion to pay off something. So, doing that today, just like they do it then for now.
Do they travel here?
Hoover days, so they could get Hoover money. They don't travel. They are here.
Hoover money. Get Hoover money. What do you mean, do they travel here? They are here. It's you, Barb. So you got to get over these ideas that you're not ascended. All you have to do is start acting and talking it up. You'll be it. It's real simple. He was trying to tell Mark that.
You
try to tell your neighbor you're ascended, you watch, then you got to deal with the side effects. But you got to practice saying it. I do it, get in trouble all the time. I tell the Beach Boys I ain't dying, I'm ascended. They don't even talk to me anymore. I'm obviously irrelevant to the drama of daily struggle. I checked out. You got to do that too, Barb.
That's a good idea.
We'll bring in Brent. He didn't have a chance last week to get much, so he's been waiting around.
Hey, Ion, I've been taking some photos lately. Any suggestions you have in how I will make money doing this?
Ooh, what do you want money for?
Well, how is it going to find me? What do I have to photograph?
Well, first of all, you're not taking pictures. The pictures are taking you. So where do you want the pictures to take you?
Cool places. Places I haven't been before.
Then do a version of Photo Bucket.
Photo Bucket?
Do. Where you see where the places have taken you, and you cannibalize the places taken. So you're taking places that take place. So now you're going to tell what took place. In the past, the perfect tense, it's just we. Then you come back to, this is what I want to know that I know. Now, let's caution you about this money check business. You've got this all tangled up. It's not about the money. That money's supposed to make you. Bob's never made a dime in his life. Money made him, not the other way around. Because otherwise, they accuse you of having ass cancer very soon. And sometimes you can get it.
So the money makes me.
Do.
I don't have to do anything to really make money.
Well, every time you do, it's wrong. If you've got to do it, then you're leaving the subjugation that you may not be able to do it. So that's where the rub starts. It's like when you want something. If you got pussy, you don't want it. But if you got pussy, you don't want it. But if you want it, that means you don't have it. So by wanting money acknowledges that you have a lack of it. So therefore, there's no room for any because you've established thoroughly there is a lack thereof it.
So drop the money thing, do whatever
throw away all the money that is. That's what you've been doing anyway, but now you're starting to all of a sudden have a conscience about it. We think it's hysterical. The little woman who gave her last mite, which is the equivalent of half a penny, she gave her last, and she was blessed incredibly because she didn't give a fuck about the last little bit, the last little whittle, the last little bit, smidgen, the dab, the dab that she had. Her supposed faith of ingratiating position that allowed her to separate herself from that which was holding her hostage bound. When she turned that loose, then she was freed for joyful obedience. Then money run her over like a great train.
So when I'm out and I give $7 to some beggars, that's acknowledging that I don't give a fuck about money, and
well,
that action right there will
poverty.
Make me more money.
Why would you support? Why would you support poverty? You're just making people poor. Don't support poverty. That's ridiculous. Here's how you help people. Money is debt. Fiat money is debt. Before you give money to the homeless, take it to your crew of homeless people and get you a little sack full of money and set it on fire and burn the fucking money up. That'll solve it. That'll help them better because you now reduce some debt. So you help them tremendously.
I'm going to move on to something else. Is that okay?
Feed yourself.
We talked about my mother last weekend. You said that she was aware of her power, but she's not interested in ascension, is she?
She's very interested in it, but she doesn't want to make it because she makes a big to-do about it. She's acknowledging it, so she's all right.
So she'll get there?
Well, we can't answer that because you can always snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory, can't you?
Yes.
So, there you go.
She doesn't want to change her life up much. She's comfortable where she is.
Well, it's working for her.
Mm-hmm. So I have no role in this for her.
You never have.
So don't even push her towards it.
Are you nuts? Yeah, push her to it. Shoot yourself in the head. That'll prove it. That'll make her ascend. There you go. That's the way to solve it. Ooh, no, you can't make somebody else ascend. And if you did, that'd be your little minion. That's what Mob got now, is little minions.
In terms of parallel worlds, when one raises their vibration, is that moving to a different world?
You have to go at it from a different way if you want a meaningful answer.
So different worlds have different vibrations?
Vibrations, frequencies. They're frequencies.
So you don't actually have to go anywhere to get to a different world. You're already there?
You're
if your frequency is right.
Are someplace far, far away. They aren't far, far away. Just like there is no time far, far, far away or a land far, far, far away. It's not that.
So they're overlaid.
We don't like that word, but okay.
I remember you talking about resurrection morning. You said there's going to be a flash. Do you mean a nuclear flash?
Well, what nuclear just means the middle of. Maybe it's Hillary's Achilles heel.
So it's happening very soon.
We don't know what soon is because there's no time. But we can tell you about an email thread from October 29th of 15. It tells how the Clinton campaign intel was at work. The Chicago-based attorney William Mahoney emailed Podesta informing him of an encounter he witnessed between the Republican candidate Marco Rubio
and Citadel CEO and founder Kenneth Griffin. Interesting sighting at our residence in Chicago, walking in lobby from dinner, Marco Rubio leaving, escorted by Ken Griffin from Citadel. Griffin had a small event for him at residence, super PAC money to follow. So you should know, Mahoney wrote. Podesta replied, wow, great intel. Forward the message to Tony Clark, Clinton's research director, who commented that the meeting fails like coordination. So the guy bankrolling the new super PAC that has an ad using her Benghazi testimony is talking with the candidate who's attacking us on Benghazi, Clark added. Hedge fund manager Griffin has been named as one of the financial backers of the Future 45 organization, which supports Donald Trump's presidential run. Future 45 produced the aforementioned video criticizing Clinton over the Benghazi attack, in which four U.S. citizens, including Ambassador Chris Stevens, were killed.
Can you dumb that down for me? Put it into simpler terms?
The Civil War is afoot. Four scoring 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth this nation a new continent. It's on its way. Finally, you're going to get the Gettysburg Address. It's officially time for reconstruction.
That makes sense.
Is that a little clearer for you?
Yeah, so this election's going to be the starting point.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Bum, bum, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Bum, bum, get something, you're never going to forget. Bum, bum. Yeah, you got it. This is a very interesting tranche.
Will Donald Trump have anything to do with Resurrection Morning in terms of being
when the last
a power?
Trump
or
God shall sound. When the last trump of God shall sound. He is the last trump.
So his power doesn't
Don't
really matter.
Don't argue with us. It's in the scriptures. The scriptures tell it all about it.
Is there anything I need to do or just sit back and relax?
Well, the great sebaceous cyst that's filling with corruption, with infection, with pus, as it were, is on the paramountable schism to explode. Just be sure that the corruption doesn't squirt on you when it pops. Because as soon as the new environment, the mystery landscape, the actual husband of the android mechanical bride that supports a suckable android being, it's finally one time lay at rest in peace in a world which allows the proverbial line of ascension. You very soon will have the Republicans and the Democrats, and then the Ascendant.
That sounds like fun. So stay out of the mess. Don't even pick a side.
Oh, it's easy. As long as you're with the last Trump, you'll be all right.
Are things going to change rather quickly in pace? Will the impact be felt quickly?
Across the world.
What else is going to crash? Is anything going to crash due to this? Stock market crash, housing market crash, economy, is it? It's
well,
all going to crash?
That's interesting. Well, we don't know. We don't really know what to say. We could say some things. Let's see. What could we say? We could say, when everything's going up, that's typically when it goes down. And with everything to the left, that's when you go to the right. And the VIXI right now is $26.67. That's odd. When on 2/11/16, it was $102.20.
So what does that mean?
You don't go long, you're probably wrong.
I'm going to move on now to something else. I had a dream with Einstein in it, and I asked him a question. I said, I know you love science, but do you love your family? He seems like a very lonely guy, and his only response was, it's about the portal. You must protect the portal. What does that mean?
It is. It is about the portals. Once they're all open, they're not protected and folks can come in and out. And that's why you're seeing your world change. Your world is flip-flopping, waxing and waning, over and under, back and forth, in and out. Things that you know that you know that you know, all of a sudden you don't know. Now you're going to start questioning the sexual orientation of Betty Crocker. Really? Really? Betty Crocker? For fuck's sake. For fuck's sake, you're going to question the erogenous pleasuring of Betty Crocker, a namesake that's been through all of America. Next thing you're going to say that Hazel was a lesbian.
I don't actually have to protect any.
Oh, wait. Yes, you do. The one in your closet by the door. You certainly do.
Okay.
Well, why is it you put shit in there and you lose it and it goes away somewhere and nobody touches it, nobody moves it, but you put it in there and it's gone? Where does it go?
I think you're right about that.
Well, you're laughing because it's like, oh, yeah, I put a bunch of shit in there and it just goes. Somebody moves it. Somebody takes it. Well, nobody moves it. Somebody takes it. What's up with that? You do. You protect it. You keep it thoroughly blocked. That's a good job. It's nice and full, eh?
Oh, it's nice and full.
Yeah, of course.
I'll keep the door shut.
You do know who Hazel is, right?
No.
Oh, my stars. Bob,
Shirley Booth.
Who Hazel is.
Shirley Booth was the actress. Late 50s.
And the Sunshine Girls.
Maid.
Don't you remember the Sunshine Girls? No, Bob. Do you realize what? This is just dirty and wrong. You've done this,
you know,
Bob. Your damn quadrants did this. You did this. This is your fault, Bob.
I know, but Garrett Dean interviewed Shirley Booth, he told me, I guess in the 50s for some magazine or something. I thought it was a strange person for him to interview, Shirley Booth, Hazel, the maid in the sitcom.
Mr. Baxter's maid.
Okay, have you finished, Brent? Do you want one more?
Okay, I'll hit you with one more. Let's see. Ion, how do the drops affect NAD plus coenzyme?
Changes the way the ribose nucleus averts its cutting it off to replicate the cell.
I saw another product, a product endorsing that on Facebook or something. Any connection?
None.
It's a ripoff.
It is.
But they're trying to do the same thing.
Yes, but there's always the porn version and the natural version.
You know
okay.
about that, Carol? Some coenzyme. What is it, Brent? What's the coenzyme you said?
I believe it was, hold on. I think it's Elysium Labs. Elysium Health. Elysium Health. They're talking about an anti-aging product that works with the NAD plus coenzyme.
NAD, you know that count? NAD coenzyme?
NAD.
Do you make capital letters when you write that? NAD.
Yeah, NAD plus. It's part of the it's part of cellular respiration, I believe.
Okay, NAD plus coenzyme.
Yeah.
Carol's looking it up, right, Carol? Looking at
yeah.
the Elysium? Elysium?
Yeah, I mean, if they're talking about that, they're probably focusing on the Krebs cycle. But NAD, I'm trying to remember what that stands for. Does it say there, Brent? Nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. No, I don't know anything really about it that comes to mind. I mean, that's, you know, what people will do in marketing is just try to find something a little obscure that makes some sense, that's in some sort of cycle, especially the Krebs cycle, and say, this is the answer. And as I've said a gazillion times, 6 of the 8 steps in the Krebs cycle require magnesium, so that's where you start. And if that doesn't work, then use the other complement formulas. If that doesn't work, then you can start searching far afield for more and more exhibits of products. That's what I say.
Okay, well, that's very interesting, Dr. Dean. We learned a lot. Okay, Brent, I'm going to move on, all right?
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, so here's Ira out there in Sweden or Norway. Hello, Ira. You're
still Sweden.
Sweden.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
It happened to be the Swedish committee that Dylan was now literary enough to have a prize.
So, oh, we got something to say about that.
Yeah, I heard you had. So, Ion, quite a long time ago, you had some comments about Olof Palme, the Swedish version of JFK. And you said he was still around. He was in France.
Yes, in the Loire Valley.
And then it is a question, was his wife, Lisbeth, in on it? Because he was supposedly gunned down in on a street at night.
No, that was just news.
She didn't know anything.
Didn't care. She's good. She's still happy now.
Did he learn about staying from his aristocrat family?
The problem is they weren't very aristocratic. But okay.
So it was the Swedish version of it. The dismantled one.
Is that different from a real version?
Well, someone dismantled the aristocracy here.
There you go. That's what we're talking about. If it's all that in a bag of chips, ain't much to it. And that's what we're saying. Mm-hmm. They retell history all the time. And we're going to tell it again. And then we're going to tell it again. And then you can do like Bob and tell it again.
Then
bring the
well. Stop, Ion. Where did he learn it? From who? Who taught him this?
His counterpart.
His counterpart, Shirley MacLaine.
Yes.
So did he have a double for a very long time?
Still uses one from time to time. Tim Eskew. Okay.
Tim Eskew? I don't know him.
Yeah. Who does the double?
He wouldn't.
Who are you talking about?
Tim Eskew.
Oh, of Palma? Has a double?
Yeah. So over to the exciting subject of all my other selves. Do all of them have the same name?
They share it, yes.
They share it? Can you give me some other one of me to look up to learn more about what I've already done? As I've already been here for a longer while and forgot it all.
You must be clear.
Can you give me the name of someone in my lineage to look up to understand more about my other selves? To overlay more on my other selves?
Betty Aldrich.
What is she known for? Or what will I find when I look at her?
The answer.
Yeah, okay, let's go to the other subjects. I made the tea for the garden. And here we are soon getting into deep autumn. I mean, colder weather. Is it time to spray in the garden? Use that still in the garden because it's... maybe waking up more than letting everything slow down and stop sleeping for the season, for the winter season. Is it too late in this season to spray
never,
in the garden?
Never too late. Never too late. It's okay.
So if I spray with this, will it introduce the new environment here locally?
It will.
And will the new environment change the seasons here?
It already has.
Yes, we had a very warm season. Is that going to continue?
Maybe.
Will the new environment change the poles?
already has.
Are we getting closer to 33rd degrees? Is my location getting closer to the 33rd degrees?
Yeah, always getting closer.
Should I spray the compost?
Yes.
The chicken say hello to you. And
hey back, little chickie.
I've got a friend who talks to animals. And then there are other people around.
Yeah, Wilbur. Wilbur.
The people that don't believe or don't accept the reality of talking to animals, is it because they are in another world?
No, they're just stupid.
Just not seeing it.
It is not smart.
Is there any place that I should travel to for Christmas to connect to again?
What's wrong with Stuttgart?
Stuttgart? Stuttgart, is that very fun over Christmas? And Stuttgart is a very big city. Is there something specific to see there or to go to? Are you going to
the tower. The tower.
Tower. I was fixing to go to New York, but you know there are some details that need to be settled first.
New York is boring.
Yeah, it was last time I saw it. No resetting there.
There's lots of choices.
I wanted to go somewhere warm.
Oh, but you can wear great fur in Stuttgart.
Yeah. So I should flick through my furs and choose one for the travel?
Go to the new palace.
To the new palace?
The new palace.
Neue Palace. Hmm? Okay.
New Palace.
Good.
And the Weizenhof Estate. The Weizenhof Estate. And St. John's Church. Yes. And the Skizze Stuttgart. And the Birkenkopf.
Okay. I think I'm good.
Okay, and don't forget Rosenstein Park. Rosenstein Park.
Rosenstein? Garden?
Yes, Stein. Rosenstein Park. It is a garden.
Park.
Yes.
Park.
But it is like a very formal garden. And the Linden Museum, it's nice and warm there.
Okay, thanks, Ira.
I'll look up all of these places and ask you again. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay,
don't forget Das New Schloss. It's very important. The 17th century Baroque residence of the kings of Wittenberg from 1746 to 1797 and from 1805 to 1807. Very Baroque. Mm-hmm. Nicolas Friedrich von Thoreau, Philippe de Gauquier, Renard Henri, Bernard Fischer, Der Schoen.
Greenbrier is getting confused over the VIX, so I'm going to have her come on and bring up that issue that she typed.
We told her already. Tell us what it is. You do it, Bob. You do it. Maybe you'll get some good out of it.
Go ahead, Greenbrier. What's the issue of the price and the VIX?
Well, the Googler says it's 1334 right now. So Ion appears to be doubling the number. Times two. You're timesing it by two.
No,
it's like Saint Germain shit.
No, we're not.
What are you doing then?
We're just quoting what the close of Friday was.
What the close of Friday was.
Yeah.
So it's not, I mean, I don't feel that it's going to go any lower than that.
Well, that's why you'd want to go long, isn't it? That's why you'd want to go long, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's why we said if you go, unless you go long, you'll be wrong.
So Bob's hoarding the gold, and that price is still going to be above platinum because of his hoarding. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Just give us a ballpark. We don't want actuals, but give us a ballpark of what the price is going to get down to before it goes back up significantly again, would you?
Bob will go to jail for insider trading.
We didn't
the
say exact.
The share trust futures is $26.27, down 58 cents or 2.17% as of October 21st at 8 p.m. ED. It's going down a little bit more after hours, but it's not less. It's still above 26.
Googler says it's 13, Bob.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to ask
B-I-X-Y. B-I-X-Y. Well, you better buy it because it's going up to 20. It's going to start at 26, 27 in a little bit.
Is B-I-X-Y different from V-I-X?
Well, she's talking about the VIXY, the share, short-term future.
As opposed to V-I-X-Y.
What are you talking about? Oh, I see. I see. V-I-X-Y. V-I-X-Y. Okay.
What is that, green brown?
That is N-Y-S-E-A-R-C-A. Victory.
So, green brown, Ian's correct about the price if you know it's V-I-X-Y.
Yeah. I didn't realize we were talking about two different.
What is the difference?
We weren't. We've always been talking about the VIX.
Well, what's the VIX, Greenbra? What's the difference?
The volatility
that's
index.
That's the fear index.
Which one? VIX or VIXY?
VIX.
VIX.
That's the fear one. So, are there opportunities for you?
We trade in fear, Bob.
Yeah, I know. I have to balance it off with my joyful being.
Ah, you're so funny. That's so hysterical.
So, Greenbrier, do you have an interesting question, non-economic?
You bet that they closed the Chicago Mercantile a long time ago, darling, so don't be banking on that VIX. It's not right.
I understand.
The CBOE VIX Index Futures CDS, the Board of Options, the Volatility Index, is not a good measure of the S&P 500.
I partied with Archangel Michael last night.
Did you get pregnant?
No, but my husband did, which is really weird, right?
You better know that. We aren't surprised at all. You fuck with that one and something's going to get right, let me tell you.
Okay, I have a question about the RNA drops or the restructure. When I was on the RNA drops in 2011, what we call 2011, you said not to give it to my daughter at that time. Should I give her
correct
the restructure now? Would it be a good time?
You may. You certainly may. And you can probably do RNA drops now because of the environment. See, the problem then is the environment hadn't changed, and it would be like washing yourself with acid from the inside out. But now you're living in acid. See, it's an acid world. So now it doesn't, what you say would say doesn't matter. So it unmatters now, maybe. Those are weird words. But basically, your bathtub has been glazed differently now. So astringents won't scratch the finish.
So that would help her mind, never mind, at the times when it's important.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And she's still going to be a handful, but it's all good. You wouldn't have it any other way.
That's true. If I made a milkshake with the restructure, will she take that?
Don't make it too thick.
Okay, just thin it out some.
Well, no, just make it. But if you're talking about making a milkshake with whipping it up with something, it's going to be too much. It's going to be too heavy, and it won't be pleasant to her. And it'll defeat the purpose that you're trying to achieve. You know this already, darling. You know this. You better know it, because it's like, what? You think I'm going to put that in my mouth? I don't think so.
Tell me about it. I deal with that shit every day.
You better
know it. That's why I'm asking.
Back again. Yeah. And we don't even know either, because it's a white-knuckle flight for us, too. We adore that one. It does what it wants to do, period. Uh-huh.
Will that ever, that'll stay the same. I mean, she's never going to change that, right?
We don't know. Gods are funny these days.
Yes, they are. This popped in my mind this week, and I'm not sure why I'm asking this, but maybe Carolyn will know, about Zika. Zika was never spread through mosquitoes this last time, right? The last time it
That's
happened,
correct.
Mosquitoes didn't have anything to do
That's
with it.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Was it the new TPD?
But see, if we even talk about that, we make that a thing. So you don't want us to make mm-hmm. that a thing, do you? I mean, it's okay with us. Hey, when you get an out of the shot around here, honey, you don't scare one of us.
Dr. Rima's website had a theory that it was the new TPD before it was licensed in the States. And that sort of rang true to me. That's why I'm asking the question.
I know, but you come up with all this doppelganger and bullshit, and the next thing you know, you're scared of your own bowel movements. And, you know, it's just what's the end of this rope? Doesn't seem very prolifically engaging to us. So it's like, rah, rah, rah.
Rah, rah, rah. I'm unfamiliar with VIX-D because I've been studying the VIX all this time.
Now,
so what if VIX is the fear indicator? What is VIX-D?
It's a controlled position. Look it up.
Okay.
Velocity shares, VIX, ETN. There's a long and a short. It's LSVX. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to look that up.
It's the Pro Shares Trust.
Pro Shares Trust.
It's the ETF price. It's about 10 million times more stable. Because, see, the other, you can sneeze or have a little poop, and it's ruined. It's over. People going to blow their brains out on the bed. You know what I'm
saying? Gotcha.
Nothing sets that off. This, you got to blow your nose and then have a handful of blood. And the blood's got to land somewhere, and it's got to be something palatable that's going to affect or affect the market. That's a difference.
Now, the markets have been artificially controlled since George W. Is that correct?
They've been since Lincoln and Douglas.
But I'm talking about the exchange of ownership of the U.S. and the control
Same
that came
owners.
From that.
We still own it. We still control it.
The corporation? The corporation that
There's
is the U.S.
No, the trust. No, the trust. Forget
oh, okay.
the corporation that's U.S. That's where you bring your whores. Your whores of Babylon is to the corporation. That's where you bring
right.
them to. We don't care about the corporation. Vote your shares ever how you may.
When Trump wins, will the ownership change?
Nope, but all the shorts will be called. All the shorts will be called. Close of business. All accounts must be settled at the close of business.
Because they don't like him. Wall Street doesn't like him. He's not what you call a friend of Wall Street.
Well, nobody cares. Wall Street doesn't like themselves, so why would they like Trump? It's not, it's mm-hmm. the oligarch. You can't replace the oligarch with another oligarch, or they wouldn't care. It's all about the money, darling. It's about the Benjamins. And he's not going to walk in there in one day and start or stop anything. What he is going to do is he's going to say, come on, y'all. There's $171 trillion sitting in fucking Zurich alone. y'all bring that money on home. Now, that money's already sitting in bank accounts in the United States from a Nuremberg address. So the money's all hidden right here. He's just going to lift it so that you can have access to the money right here. And with all that money in this world economy, the fiat currency is going to be so overwhelmed that you can then repatriate your own money. Eviscerate, make it evisceral. Eviscerate your longs and shorts. Then you don't pitch and catch yourself in or out of heaven. Because it doesn't matter if it's $250 billion. If you make it back in short and I can make $10 quadrillion, you have the same problem you have now.
So that sounds like a complete change, which is what I thought. So the markets that are artificially controlled right now.
Oh, you ain't nothing yet. Dun, dun. Wait till Janet Yellen gets a hold of it. Now, we adore Janet Yellen, but wait till she bumps it up to about 10 or 20 or 200 or 500 basis points pretty quickly.
Bumps what up? I didn't hear it. Bumps what up? Bumps what up?
The interest rate. Bumps the interest
rate.
Oh,
yes. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, absolutely.
You better get on the hind titty because there ain't going to be nothing to suck because this old gelding mare is about to go dry.
And that's the way it should have been all along, honestly.
Well, had it been that way all along, you wouldn't have a pimped up, propped up, fluffed up, false sense of, oh, everything going to be all right.
Artificial. All right. Yep, artificial. Mm-hmm. That's right. Interest rates go up.
We don't want to change this. We don't want to change this because we get our money check.
And that means they have to bump up the interest rates on the savings, too. CD, all that shit.
What is savings? Who has savings? All that savings is uncommitted. You watch. They'll wipe that out in 1 second. When they start bringing all the money back, all the stuff that you put up in your Roth and your IRA and all your tit-tat, big-back, money-back, flap-flap, flop will be gone like a mighty rushing wind. You'll see.
That's why I don't have any in there.
Smart. Smart. Smart.
Moved it, moved it, moved it.
Smart, smart, smart. So we told you that already, honey.
Thank you.
That's back in the Hoover days.
I need to go back to my daughter just for a quick second. So she was miserable this morning. She was miserable crying and stuff. The stuff that I'm giving her, is this going to resolve just by what I'm doing, or do I have to go somewhere else and get her some help?
Well, you've about done everything you know to do, and it isn't working, so you may have to seek something else.
Okay. Thank you.
You might want to even talk to our Dr. D. Because if them fucked up payroll cards won't tell you what to do, why wouldn't you trust Dr. Dean?
Oh, I don't go to tarot cards for myself.
Oh, okay. But we're just saying.
Thank you. I will.
Happy day. It's about balance. The problem is you don't have a right balance. If you achieve a balance, then it will become comfortable. You're vapor locked.
So true.
You vapor locked the child. So even when it's happy, it can't be happy. Even when it's hungry, it can't be hungry. Even when it's not hungry, it doesn't know the difference. So, good luck.
Okay.
Yeah.